It's Christmas time, 9 days and counting. Are you ready? You excited? Ready to get it over with, get it done, get on with it, out of school? Hey, Christmas time gifts. You ever have your favorite gift growing up? You know, all those years when you're a little kid growing up, your all-time ultimate favorite gift that just blows all the other gifts out of the water? You know, and maybe you had one, or maybe you had more than one. I had one gift that, not flashy, but I really liked it. One Christmas, I got Domino's. Man, Domino's, isn't that awesome? Huh? And I think, Scott, man, you're so edgy. You got Domino's? How did you handle all that and keep it real? Well, I got Domino's, and I started to learn to play the game of Domino's, and I didn't like the game. That's boring. I don't do Domino's. But I like stacking dominoes one after another after another after, like, hours putting the dominoes in a line or making a circle or oblong or squares. I had dominoes going up ramps and off of books to falling down, hit the next domino. You see how far I could make the line of dominoes go. Anybody do that? Anybody have a childhood like my fan? Okay. Yeah, dominoes. And then you come to that moment of time, you measured all the dominoes out, got them just right, and got the angles strategically fixed, and you're making sure there's no wind or anything to disturb this masterpiece of dominoes you put together. All for that moment in time when you go back and then you have your countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You push that first domino, and they go, and they split out, and they come back. And that moment when you start doing your happy dance because they've all fallen down. You know, that's sort of the way it is with God's joy. You know, they call this thing the domino effect. The domino effect. And it's basically the full process, all the consequences that result when one single solitary action results in a ongoing kind of chain reaction. And that's God's joy, that Jesus is the single solitary event which brought God's joy to earth, and then his coming began a series of events that is still chain reacting across the entire world, so that there will be people across our planet on Christmas morning singing joy to the world, the Lord has come. And we heard in our passage last week, as we talked about and got getting ready for Christmas, you know, we've talked about Christmas hope and we've talked about Christmas preparation, and today is Christmas joy. And we talked last week how this chain reaction was preparing to begin. That an angel came to Mary. Mary, who was a virgin, said, Mary, you're going to have a son. He's going to be called Jesus. He's going to be son of the Most High God, and he will be great, and all the nations will be blessed through him, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary, you are going to be the mother of this God-man. And it was getting ready to begin, and joy was getting ready to come to earth. And then we pick up with a passage this morning, the follow-on story of that just kind of oozes with joy as we look to the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 39. It says, so at that time Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. All right, Mary has just been told that she's going to be the mother of the Son of God. And I, when I read this passage, I think, what? You know, she does. She gets ready and she hurries to the hill country of Judea to see her cousin Elizabeth. You know, to me, this it's kind of anticlimactic. Okay, I'm going to have the Son of God. Okay, I'm getting ready to go visit my cousin. Who does that kind of stuff? But, you know, I guess when you think about it, what was she to do? After Gabriel leaves her, she's to run out of the house. Hey, everyone, guess what? The angel Gabriel just came to me. And the angel Gabriel just told me I'm going to have a son. And he's going to be called Jesus. He's going to become the son of the, you know, he's the Son of God. And it's going to happen really soon. And I don't even have to have a reveal party now. Oh, how awesome is that? And so Mary gets ready and hurries to a town in the hill country of Judea. But where is Joseph in all of this? Wait. Joseph and Mary are engaged to be married. Very soon, Joseph is going to be the husband of Mary, and Mary is going to be the wife of Joseph. And Mary does not even bother to tell Joseph what is going on. She goes to tell her cousin first to let her know the good news. You know, why is it that the man is always the last to know? And she hurries off, packs her bags, says goodbye to her parents, and hurries to a town in the hill country of Judea. And when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb. Mary hurries to greet Elizabeth. And as she greets Elizabeth, before Elizabeth can greet her back, she's greeted by John, the baby in Elizabeth's womb. John, who was to pave the way for Jesus. John, who the very same angel Gabriel said was going to be great in the sight of the Lord. John, who would be filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth. John, who would bring many people back to God. John, who would go before the Lord like a prophet. John, whose mission was to prepare people for Jesus. John, who's not even born yet, hears Mary's voice and he leaps for joy. Years later, after John is born and he begins his ministry and then Jesus begins his ministry, as they're both living out God's calling in their lives, There becomes a sort of kind of feud, sort of kind of jealousy between John's disciples, those who are following John, and those who are following Jesus. And John's disciples come to him and say, hey, we've got a problem here. Everybody's following Jesus. They're not following you. What do you think about that? And in John chapter 3, verse 27, John responds with this incredible insight. He said, a man can receive only what is given him from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, I am not the Christ, but am sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. And that joy is mine, and it is now complete. And on that day in his mother's womb, John realized for the first time he was in the presence of Jesus. And he jumps for joy. Jesus becomes John's joy and then becomes Elizabeth's joy. And it says, after he leaped, it says, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Mary's greeting resulted in John's leaping, which caused Elizabeth to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because in his movement in her womb, he made her aware of what she did not realize yet, that Jesus had just walked into the room. You know, and that's what we as believers are to do. We are to make other people aware of Jesus. Because as we go through life, a lot of people are unaware of how God is working in the world and what God is doing around them. You know, in the Old Testament, we read about a man named Jacob who was on the run. Jacob, who would be part of the line of Jesus. Jacob, who was far from God. But as he was running for his life, he stops in the middle of the desert and lays his head down on a stone, and he has a dream. And in the dream, God speaks to him about a stairway and angels descending. And he hears God speak to him and say, Jacob, you're going to have an amazing part in the history of the world, and through you all the people will be blessed, and through Jacob, the line, Jesus would one day come. And Jacob was in this lonely place out in the desert, but when he woke up, he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. And Jesus is working in our world today. Jesus is working in our families. Jesus is working on the campus of the University of Illinois. Jesus is working in our neighborhood. Jesus is working in our nation. Jesus is working in our world, seeking to draw the world to his Father through his sacrifice, through his love. And like John, we are to make others aware of Jesus. And as they sense our joy, they become aware of the God-man who brings us our joy and who wants to bring his joy to them as well. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And in a loud voice, she exclaimed, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. Notice, in a loud voice, not a whisper, not a quiet voice, not a medium voice, a loud voice. She was so full of the Holy Spirit and so overwhelmed about this moment of time that she became aware of the presence of Jesus in her life. It resulted in a loud voice of exclamation of joy, and she became the first Pentecostal. And the world has never been the same since. It could not help but come out. And Jesus becomes John's joy, becomes Elizabeth's joy, becomes Mary's joy. And Mary said, verse 46, And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant, and from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me." Holy is his name. What Elizabeth expresses loudly, Mary expresses soulfully. What Elizabeth shared with her lips, Mary began to articulate with her heart to try to describe that which is indescribable. It's like the joy of a mother holding her child. The joy of the prodigal son falling into the arms of his father. The joy of the lost sheep that is now on the shepherd's shoulders, safely going back to the flock. It is the joy of every person who moves from unbelief to incredible belief to experience joy. It was Monday, July 30th this year. It was the day I was to be promoted to colonel. It was a very unforgettable day. It was a day that I never thought would happen. But as I was preparing for the promotion ceremony, that whole day I was just smiling. I was smiling when I drove to Hy-Vee to pick up my promotion cake. Congratulations, Colonel Boyd. I was smiling when I went to the florist to pick up the flowers for Carol and for Marissa and for Kirsten. I was smiling when I went to PX to pick up Wesley's little army t-shirt that he would be wearing. I was smiling because this was a day set aside for me that I would walk in there and experience something I never thought would have been possible or even a remote probability. And the time came closer for the ceremony to begin. It was in 1st Army Headquarters building, in a huge atrium. But I'm only a reservist. This is an active duty headquarters. Generals and people who are active, they're every day in and day out. And I'm just a reservist. And I didn't know if anybody would come. I didn't know if anyone knew who Chaplain Boyd was. And so they put out a few chairs and Carol and the girls came, and Wesley came, and they were sitting there. And the closer the time came, the more the people came. And the chairs were filled up, and then they kept coming, and they kept coming, and they filled the entire atrium that there was standing room only. And I'm looking around, I'm saying, oh my goodness. And then they gave me a moment to speak. And I said to them, you know, this day was not supposed to happen. I've been trying to get promoted for 15 years from Lieutenant Colonel. This day was not supposed to happen. I'm 59 years old. I am really super old to be in the Army. And I am supposed to retire December 1st. Few days ago, this year. And I shouldn't be here. And neither should you. But we are. And I said, it reminded me of the passage about King David. As he went from being a shepherd boy to being the king of Israel, one evening he sat down, and as he began to ponder and think about his life and how God had worked in his life, he said, "You know, who am I, Lord, and who is my family that you have brought me this far?" And I said, this is more than I could have ever hoped for. It's greater than I could have ever imagined. I said, I have a wife who loves me. I have children who respect me. I have a little grandson who even likes to play with me. And you all in the headquarters today, you have showed up to honor me. And I said earlier, you know, somebody had asked me, Chaplain, are you nervous? I said, no. I said, I'm looking around. I said, this is like a birthday party and all my friends have come. And I said, this headquarters has so supported me in my ministry. And I live in a nation that today has honored me. And I said, this is more than I could have hoped for. It's greater than I could have ever imagined. That God would allow me to experience this incredible moment of joy, of how He has worked in my life. And Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for He has been mindful of the humble state of His servant, and from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. Jesus becomes John's joy, becomes Elizabeth's joy, becomes Mary's joy, and this morning it is our joy. And if you will, now with me, stand with me as together I want us to finish this passage as we begin reading with verse 50. This joy that began then is ours today. And if you will begin reading with me from verse 50, which is not up there, it begins with the word, His mercy extends to those. Everybody see it? Everybody see where it's at? Okay, read with me. His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with His arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped His servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as He said to our fathers. And Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. Mary is more than 3 months pregnant, and she's full of joy. But really, I guess you can't help but be full of joy when Jesus is living in you. Dear God, thank You for this time that we've had together this morning. Man, a world is there waiting for us to help them become aware of how You are working in and around them. That You are present, and that You are here, that You are in this space this morning, and that, dear God, You want to work in their lives. And dear God, as we move even closer to the Christ child of Christmas, the domino effect, the reaction that began when Your Son came in a manger in Bethlehem, that chain reaction is still continuing today. And dear God, might it continue through us, and that we make others aware of You, and that they would experience and know the joy that we know. Our Father, be with us now as we go out into the world. We leave this space. We have worshiped. We go back out and to show the world Your love, Your peace, Your joy, to show them Your Son, Jesus. And it's His name we pray. Amen.